So good morning, Shavua Tov, Masechet Nida, Daf Nun Gimel. And we're starting at the bottom of Nun Beit Amud Beit. By the way, all the shurim started here, exactly on this spot over here. Can't imagine. I listened to a lot of starters on the shurim. I only ended up listening to two that went over. I listened to quite a few to hear the beginning. Okay, so the brightest starter, because we're carrying on from yesterday, the Mishnah yesterday was Hare Ketem, right? Okay, we're speaking about a Ketem. Remember, we discussed it a few times about the Ketem. A Ketem, for all intents and purposes, is like a Re'iyah, like a sighting. Midoraita, that's what I think also we've got to remember. Midoraita, woman's only a nida if there was sensation, right? Remember we said that about Hargashai, she said a feeling. So a ketem is not feeling. But the question is, there was a ketem, the blood came from somewhere. See if we can toilet, if we can place it on something, if we can say that it was, it should be in a marketplace or whatever the case was, you can tell where the blood was from. If you can't not, it's a question. It also said, all for a ketem to be chayev, to force her to into the nida status, it has to be the size of a gris. Remember? A gris is a bit more of a gris. We said a gris for out of it like a shekel. Or maybe a shnekel. I said, no, two shnekel. Right? Maybe a little bigger. That's a gris. So now, so we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, that she sees if she sees this ketem, so she's mekel kelet, right? And it's basically, Grey Mason throws it out in terms of when she's accounting, but when her accounting isn't. And sometimes they'll bring it to Ziva, sometimes to nida. That was what we saw yesterday. Now the Gemara comes on the bottom, third line from the bottom of the Amud. So she can split it up. It's big enough to be three gris. Now you see what straight away the Bible says three gris, but then it's a gris and a bit more. So we're actually talking about three gris and more. Okay? Because three gris can't split up. The size of three gris can't split up to three gris in plus. So it has to be bigger than three gris. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? If you've got one ketem on you like this, then if you could cut it up, you'd get three equivalent sizes of a gris. But the Mishnah of the Brayta says, Shein ke gris v'od. It has to be slightly bigger than a gris. So three times slightly bigger than a gris means three and a bit, not three. And the Brayta says, Hare ketem yeshbo kedele chalek gimel grisin, Shein ke gris v'od. Meaning each one has to be a gris v'od. So it's more than three gris. So three gris, okay? Right? V'od chosheshet. What does it mean, chosheshet? She's then chosheshet that she's that's a nida. Right? That she's a zava, sorry, a zava. Because three grisim, in other words, she sees now three ketamim. Each one's bigger than a gris. Thank you, Ara. She's now, if she's seen 3 days of a row, a re'iyah of a gris, and she's not a nida, right? She could be a zava. Right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Igro Omer, Mishu Rabbi Yossi. Right, look at this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Igro Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Now we'll see this in a second. Mishum Rabbi Yossi is quite relevant. Achat zo v'achat zu choshesheh. Look at Rashi. So shehen kegris v'od. Klomar shlosha grisin gasin. You see that? Three big gris. Shlosha grisin gasin gas, like a big gris, right? Ike v'chol chad v'chad kegris v'od. Get to Rashi saying. Each one a bit more. Tachi ave shiur ket megam break a rek. Achat zo v'achat zo. Afilo b'shtay grisin choshim. This is the important. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra in the name of Yossi and says that even if she doesn't have a ketem on her, which is big enough for three grisim, but even if it's only two grisim, it still could be we still should choshesh to a zava. Why? She might have seen it. She might have seen two of them at ben hashmashot. Now this is a massive, massive, massive chilush over here. Intuitively, I'm not sure how to explain it. But what happens as follows. We know that what is Ben Hashmashot? Ben Hashmashot is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, right? So if you see something at Ben Hashmashot, did you see it in the day or did you see it at night? In other words, did you see it today or did you see it tomorrow? If it's Ben Hashmashot, it actually can work both. We can say, you know what? She saw it today and tomorrow. And then for a Zav, we need 3 days. So let's say we've got 1 day and two Ben Hashmashot, so 2 days and one Ben Hashmashot. So the one Ben Hashmashot is actually counting as 2 days. So we've got 1 day and two Ben Hashmashot, or even 1 day and one Ben Hashmashot, for intents and purposes. You can have 1 day and then one Ben Hashmashot, which is 2 days. Steve, you saw for 3 days and you're a Zava. You got it, Steve? Mm-hmm. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra says. Achatzo vechatzo choshelu grashi. Afilu b'shtay grisin choshin, shema ra'ata otan b'shnei b'nei hashmashot, even two gris, you might see them on two b'nei hashmashot, or achat hayom v'achat b'nei hashmashot, one today and one b'nei hashmashot tomorrow, v'riyat b'nei hashmashot ola l'shnei yamim, and the b'nei hashmashot sighting counts for 2 days. She miktsata mina yom, miktsata mina laila. The yesh kan shlosharis v'leigo, 3 days in a row, and you end up basically being a zava. So we saw blood yesterday, and today, ebena shmashot, twice, add up the yesterday, you got three. So you got two grisin, actually is equal to three. Okay? But it would be nice if it was money, right? If you saw like $1, it became $2, but it doesn't work. All right. Right, so now look at this. This is quite amazing. We'll see in a second, we're always going to discuss this. Amar Rebbe. So now Rebbe gets involved here. Just quickly, just jump down to the third last line of Amud Aleph, of today's daf, of Nun Gimel. Look, you see that Bishlomo there? Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, Rebbe's going to now get involved here, and Rebbe's going to really complicate our lives. Okay, I don't think it's intentionally complicated, but it complicates it. The Gemara says, Bishlomo Belo Rebbe, if Rebbe wasn't around, we'd understand it. Lo Kashya. Hatam, blah, 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 blah. Right? And about Rebbe Kashya. It's almost a master Gemara saying, without Rebbe, things were so simple. Came along Rebbe and just confused our lives. Okay. So we're going to spend the next part of a few minutes. We'll see if it's ala of our elephant 36 minutes or ala me 55 minutes. Or whatever. We're going to take it long. We see if we can work our way through what Rebbe is going to. Remember the bright. The bright says that if there were three gris in size, right, and you can split up in three gris in a bit more, a gris in gust, as Rashi said, then we could be a safek zava. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra said, but Am Shabbat Yossi, even if it was two gris, could still be because you could have seen the dream at Ashmashot, and therefore it would be as if you saw it over 3 days. Now, just one comment about Ashmashot. We've got a machloket coming up between Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, and Rabbi Yossi, which we'll see, please God, in Masechet Shabbos in a couple of months' time. Okay, and that is a machloket on. It is Masechet Shabbos, right? Shabbos, right. Right, and that is a machloket on what is Ben Ashmashot. Okay, it's not Pashut at all. So Rabbi Yehuda says Ben Ashmashot is a period of time. In fact, it's a machloket, if you can rush over here, just quickly. I know I'm jumping around, but hopefully make a little bit of order. Ben Ashmashot, Rabbi Yehuda. Look at it there, the fourth lines of the one, two, three, third lines of the narrow Rashi. Ben Ashmashot, Rabbi Yehuda. Be'bamim adlikim, that's in Shabbos. Hichsif ha'elion v'lo hichsif ha'tachton. So basically the sky. The upper part of the sky is dark. The lower part of the sky is not yet dark. We'll learn all of this. The Shi'uro, says Rashi, chatzi mil. That's how long it takes you to walk half a mil. It's about half a kilometer. Okay, a mil's about 1,000 atmos. Right? Well, Rabbi Yossi, kherif ayin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's like the blink of an eyelid. Mamash, like a blink of an eyelid. That's been a shmashot. Rabbi Yossi says it's a long time. And Rabbi Yossi says a chick-chack. Ubesofayom, right at the end of the day. Zenichnas for the Yotzes. Rabbi Yossi says, chick, quick. The day leaves and the day new comes in. Now look at the Hagot Habash, the Giron HaShas. Look at the Giron HaShas there. That should be Akiva Eiga. Right? We very seldom look at him, but look at the Giron HaShas there in the margin. Right? That's of the Rashi. Can you see in the Rashi there's like a round dot with a line in it? Can you see that? That's Giron HaShas. That should be Akiva Eiga. And what he normally does is he sends us to different places around Shas, and they're very difficult. Don't say exactly where Kiva Egg is putting his finger, but yeah, this is quite a simple one. He says like this, Rashi Ramachil Ben Ashmashot Rabbi Yossi, V'chein Shuru Chatzi Mil. Here Rashi is about a Chatzi Mil. He says, V'chein Naked Rashi B'brachos Daf Bet Amud Bet. We'll see that on Sunday, Imamah today, 3 weeks. We'll see that Daf, okay? But in the meantime, V'halo Kohanim V'kasheli, says Rabbi Kiva Egg, Ha B'Shabbat, that's the Rashi that Rashi quotes here, right? He says, "Mabi Madlikin, ita del Rabbi Yehuda, right? Bebein Hashmashot is trei tlate, 2/3, or gimel revia, or 3/4 of a meal." The Tzarich Iyun. So says, "Yeah, Rashi says a meal that Bebein Hashmashot is half a meal, walking half a meal. There he says either 2/3 of a meal or 3/4 of a meal, a longer period of Hashmashot." So the Tzarich Iyun, remember, put that in the back of your heads. Remember that. It's not so clear. We'll get to it. He's got in Brachot. We'll see it. And again in Shabbos. Okay. Let's carry on. So now, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says like this. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra b'shelo badka v'divrei chachamim b'she badka. Okay, what's going on over here? Go back to the brighter. Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama said, Haro'e ketem, if there are three sizes, then we choshesh. If not, we don't choshesh. Rabbi Igra says, even if it's two, right, we could choshesh, there could be two knots of an Ashmashot. We don't need all three ketamim. Says Rebbe, that I understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, when she didn't do a bedikah. In other words, when she never did a bedikah, even two ketamim, a size of two grisim, will be good enough. And chachamim, when she did a bedikah. In other words, chachamim, we need a bedikah for a three fully fledged. In other words, what he's saying is that chachamim are more makir, right? Because chachamim say that she has to have a ketim, a big ketim. If it's a small ketim, we aren't choshesh, correct? Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra says, even if it's a small ketim, we are choshesh. Rebbe seems to say, if they didn't do a bedikah at all, right? So then we can then he understands Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra. Why? No bedikah at all, so we can be machmir. If there was a bedikah, then we make you. Correct? With me? Everybody? Make sense there? Okay. So now, the Gemara says like this. And Rashi says, I'm Rabbi Kula mefarish la. Don't worry, says Rashi, it'll all become clear, all become explained to you. I don't know. He made that promise, not me. Okay. So now, my batka umay lo batka. So now the Gemara says, when Rebbe says, Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda, right, instead of Rebbe Yehuda ben Igra, when they didn't do a bedika, and Chachamim, when they did a bedika, right, what is the bedika we're speaking about? So now, like this, I'm a Rava. Rava says, Ashkachtinu l'rabanan devei Rav. So Rava says, I bumped into the Talmidei Chachamim in Rav's Beit Midrash. Remember, we've seen before that Rabbanan de Bei Rav could be just Stam Talmidei Chachamim in the Beit Midrash, or it could be in Rav's Beit Midrash. How do they explain it in the Yogamores, by the way? Is it Rav's Beit Midrash, or just Stam Talmidei?
The rabbis of the academy.
Not Rav. Sitting. Not necessarily Rav.
Right.
Because it's Bei Rav meaning just Beit Midrash. Okay. V'kamra, and they said like this, Hachel b'mayaskinan, what is going on over here? They're discussing the sugya here of Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, Rabbanan, Rebbe's explanation. He says like this, what is the story? Hachamaskinan, right? Rashi says, yeah, plugted Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra. This machloket between them, Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra. What is it about? He says like, kagon she badka atzma, velo badka chaluka. She checked herself on her body, she had a bedika, right? But she didn't check her clothes. Where did she find the ketem? Ketem was on her clothes, let's say. Look, Rashi. On the first 2 days, she wore this clothing. She never checked her clothes. The clothes weren't begadim bedukim, right? A woman's clothes can be checked. Before she put them on, she had a good look up and down, so they were nicely clean, no ketem. And now when she sees a ketem suddenly on her clothes, she knows that it's from after she started wearing it, and it's not a ketem from last month that she wore this jacket, right? That's what she said. They didn't check the clothes. Checked her body and checked her clothes. Rashi says, yeah? V'lo badka chaluka. So she checked her body, she never checked her clothes for 2 days. On the third day, she checked it. And on the third day, mitzah shnei grisim. On the third day, she found a ketem on her clothes. It was two gris big. U'levish lo badka chaluka. And because she never checked her clothes until now. Lo yada me'emad heid ba'in. She's not sure when this ketem came from. Lefichach yesh lachush sheme b'shnei yibein hashmashot rata. Maybe she saw during two ben hashmashot. In other words, what is it? It's three, right? And she's a Zava. You with me? Right? Or maybe a Chat b'yom rishon v'chat ben hashmashot shel machar. Either way you look at it, she's basically got three ra'ayot. So that's the question. The Chachamim say, what are you talking about? When Rebbe said, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra b'shlo batka, what's lo batka? She never checked her clothes, checked herself, but she didn't put property on her clothes, and therefore she's now got a story, right? Batka. And now, when we said that, Kagon she batka atzma, but she never been a dugo. He says even more than and af atzma lo batka, ela ben hashmashot. But even herself, when she did her bedika, she only did the bedika when during ben hashmashot. What ben hashmashot? Ben hashmashot Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, look at Rashi there. The Rashi we saw there, but we're licking, right? She did ben hashmashot in the earlier part of ben hashmashot. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda gives a longer period of ben hashmashot. It was during that period of ben hashmashot that she checked herself. But she never checked up the Bashmashot Rabbi Yossi, which is what Rabbi Yossi's Bashmashot, right at the very, 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 very end of the day. Okay? So now, let's just stop for half a second. And those of you that are still with me, listen. What do we mean when we say Bashmashot Rabbi Yossi? She never checked herself. It means she checked herself during Bashmashot, but not at the very end of Bashmashot, at the very end of the day. And now the question is, Rabbi Yossi ben Igra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, who says Ben Hashmashot is that long period of time. Not Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra. Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanah, in the Shabbos, Machlok Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, says it's long. He will say what? Rabbi Yossi Ben Hashmashot, is it Ben Hashmashot or not? He'll probably say that it's already night time. Rabbi Yossi Ben Hashmashot. If it's already night time, then it's not ben hashmashul. If it's not ben hashmashul, then that bedikah can't count for 2 days, because really oist today, well, right?
No, he says it's a split second anyway, so it'll never be 2 days.
That's per second. It could be 2 days. Huh? If you do a bedikah right there, that's per second. If we have to have the theory, that possibility, right? The word here, please. We have to have that possibility that there is a that is that ben hashmashul. Otherwise, not ben hashmashul. So there has to be a possibility that there is a bedikah ben hashmashul, Rabbi Yossi. The way you get to it is, if you did a bedikah right into the dock, then you would have passed that moment. The way to do a bedikah, by the way, is, we'll see in a second, we're going to say in a second, about ilmele yadei be'ine, that it's checking all the time. How can you be checking all the time? Only way you can check all the time, we know this from, we'll see this later on in the Gemara as well. The way to do a proper bedikah, where they have sektar, is obviously you've got to put a moch in, right? A woman puts a moch inside, a cloth, a bedikah cloth, inside her, and that way, if she's got the moch there for the whole of the ben hashmashot, and she takes out the moch after it gets dark, she has got no re'iyah. She knows she's in a bedikah for the whole ben hashmashul, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Right? Because then you've got to count for that microsecond or flick of an eye of Rabbi Yossi. So anyhow, that makes sense, right? Yeah. Let's do the bedikah. So now, v'ha barka ben hashmashul, Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Yossi, so he says like this, that's what Rabbanan say, right? El ben hashmashul, Rabbi Yehuda, u'ben hashmashul, Rabbi Yossi, lo barka. Now, this is what Rebbe is saying. This is what they do. Rabbanan Savrei. Now, they explain it. Rabbanan Savrei, Ben Hashmashul, Rabbi Yossi, Liliyahu. Rabbanan, right, in the Brighter, said that Ben Hashmashul of Rabbi Yossi, Rinata, Vaha Batka Ben Hashmashul, Rabbi Yehuda, and she checked through the Ben Hashmashul, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi himself, about with regarding this particular, would be pretty consistent. Why? The Tamed, Amar Ben Hashmashul, Tzveika Havei. Because Ben Hashmashut of Rabbi Yossi is a Sveika. Why? Look at Rashi. Sveika who? The Chayshinan. Shemel Acha Siduk Yadev Ben Hashmashut Rabbi Yossi. Because what's going on over here? Because they would think that since Shemel Acha Siduk Yadev Ben Hashmashut, the Chazai of Rabbi Yossi's Chazai, who are Lelish Nayamim, in other words, after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashut, during the Ben Hashmashut of Rabbi Yossi's, she wasn't checking, and therefore at Rabbi Yossi Ben Hashmashut, it would then be counted as 2 days. So she did a bedikah during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashut, and she never saw anything. She said, I'm perfectly good. But as soon as she stopped checking, kicked in Rabbi Yossi Ben Hashmashut, and then there was a re'iyah, and now it could be a re'iyah for 2 days. So she could become a zava, right? Contra Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, if you don't do a bedikah all the way through into the night, there's always a safek, you're going to be doing a bedikah during my Ben Hashmashot, and that would have counted as 2 days. Right? V'havu lo shlosha yamim retzufim, ul Rabbanan say, no, we don't worry about Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashot. Da'afilu chazai lo havu lo shlosha ra'ayot. Why? Because it was really night time. Okay? So at the moment, we can actually pitch this machloket of Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra and Rabbi and Rabbanan, is actually a machlok between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbanan are saying that Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashut is night time, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra is saying that Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashut is relevant. And that actually makes sense, because if you look at the brighter here in the previous Amud, what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra say at the very last line? Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra omer, Mishum hu? Mishum Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda's whole halacha is going according to Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra is saying, Rabbi Yossi ben Hashmashut ben Hashmashut. Rabbi Yehuda say, we don't care about Rabbi Yossi ben Hashmashut. Rabbi Yossi ben Hashmashut is already not. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. That only became clear to me now this moment, by the way. So we'll see. It's starting to get a little bit clearer. Okay. So now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Hashmashut. Okay. So now, this is what Rabbi hears Rabbanan say in the Beit Midrash. Va'amin aleihu, and Rabbi says, and I said to these Rabbana, to these Chachamim in the Beit Midrash, va'amin aleihu ana, and I said to them, il malei yadei be'inei kol ben hashmashot, right? Il malei, if that was il malei, right? Right? In other words, had, you would be right when, on the assumption that she'd been checking the whole of ben hashmashot. In other words, if she was mamish for every second of the ben hashmashot checking. That it would be beautiful. But it doesn't make sense. Why? Because maybe the moment they stopped checking, that's when the blood came. And then it's now they checked during Ben Hashmashut Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra. Rabbi Yehuda, sorry. But right at the end came Rabbi Yossi, buck, and there was a rear and they weren't checking. So that doesn't make sense any longer. So what did they answer him? V'amurin Rabbanan said to Rava, ki kamrinan. When we said that, when we said what we're saying, actually, you're right. That's what we're speaking about. We're speaking about the fact that she's checking the whole of Banash Hashmashot. And now I explain to you how, right? She's got a moch. She's got a bedikah cloth in there. I'm sure it must be written somewhere. I'm going to make this up, right? I read it somewhere. That she's got a moch. That she's got a moch there.
She leaves it there.
And then...
She leaves it there the whole time.
The article that said? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so now. All right, so that's basically what's going on now. It seems to be pretty simple now. So now, Amar Rebbe. Now the Gemara takes out that Amar Rebbe, nearing Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, and we start discussing. So Amar Rebbe, we now discuss the Bedikas. Amar Rebbe, nearing Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, kashelo batka. Right, look at Rashi over here. Nearing Divrei Rabbi Yehuda dechayish, that he is concerned about a ketem, when b'shelo batka. Right? Now, the question is, what does this lo batka mean? Did he lo batka during the Baruch Shmashot of Rabbi Yehuda? Or did he lo batka of the Baruch Shmashot of Rabbi Yossi? Now we understand the difference, correct? Rabbi Yehuda is the earlier part of the Baruch Shmashot, Rabbi Yossi is the end of the Baruch Shmashot. Let's look at this. Look at Rashi. B'shelo batka, umideka amar Rebbe. Remember I read you the very last line of the Gemara, it says, right, Rebbe made it difficult for us. Without Rebbe, it's pretty straightforward. But now look at this. Look at the Rashi of here. B'shelo batka umikra amar Rebbe baha svilek Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rebbe say that he understands Rabbi Yehuda? B'shelo batka. When she didn't do a bedika, right? Because he'd be machmir. Right? Then we chashrish, choshesh, even for Baruch Shmashot. But when he did a bedika, then he understands chachamim that we aren't choshesh, right? So now, b'shelo batka umikra amar Rebbe baha svilek Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashi now, right? But when she did do a bedikah, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, he holds like Chachamim. Michlal, we understand from that what? Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, afilu badka nami chayish. Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra is saying that even Rabbi saying, I agree with Rabbanan when there was a bedikah. And I believe and I agree and I understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra when there wasn't a bedika. So in other words, Rabbi's the one who's telling us that Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra makes sense if there's no bedika. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra himself is saying, I'm always choshesh, even if there is a bedika. Just Rabbi only agrees with him when there isn't a bedika. He never said, I'm saying what I'm saying when there isn't a bedika. Yehuda ben Igra says, I am choshesh for this 3 days, even if she saw it only twice with the Baruch Shmashot in the middle. With a bedikah, without a bedikah. Chachamim said, we aren't choshesh. Chachamim aren't speaking about if there was a bedikah, wasn't a bedikah. It's Rebbe who, so to speak, what's the word I'm looking for? Superimposes that understanding on the machloket. Chachamim never machloket. 3 days you see a big three gris, we choshesh. You don't see a big three gris, you aren't choshesh. Hubert Igra says, even if we see a gris the size of two grisim, a ketem, the size of two grisim, you choshesh. They never said, if you did a bedikah, didn't do a bedikah. Because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, you came along and said, that makes sense when there is a bedikah, that makes sense when there isn't a bedikah. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, who Rebbe says makes sense when there isn't a bedikah, would tell you the same thing even if there was a bedikah. You with me? That's the Rashi. That's the Rashi over here. Right? He says, "Umineka Amar Rebbe b'hash v'leik Rebbe Yehuda, avah b'shebatka losh v'leik." Rebbe doesn't hold like Rebbe Yehuda ben Igra when there is a bedika. Michlal Rebbe Yehuda ben Igra afilu batka na michash. He always holds that you're going to be choshesh for this Baruch Shmashot little trick here, even if there was a bedika. So now the question is, if Rebbe Yehuda ben Igra says I'm choshesh even if there is a bedika, what bedika is there? Is Rebbe Yehuda ben Igra telling us that he's choshesh if there's a bedikah at the time of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the longer Baruch Shmashot, or is he choshesh even if there's a bedikah at the time of Rabbi Yossi, right at the end of Baruch Shmashot, who according to Chachamim is already night time? We understand from the Brighter that the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra himself says that the name of Rabbi Yossi, that he holds that Baruch Shmashot of Rabbi Yossi is Baruch Shmashot and not night. You got it? Right, so that's what's happening over here. So look at the Rashi. Umay lo batka. I'm still at Rashi. Umay, what is this lo batka? Inay mahachka ma Rebbe. If we say the Rebbe said like this, Royani et divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'shelo batka b'drabi Yossi. That I understand that Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, what he says makes sense. When there wasn't a bedikah at Rabbi Yossi's time, it was right at the end of Enosh Mashot. Right? V'afa gav de batka but Rabbi Yehuda, even though he did a bedikah at the beginning of Enosh Mashot. Right? You with me? Right? The ike lisfuka b'Enosh Mashot Rabbi Yossi, because we still choshesh for the b'Enosh Mashot Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra. At the end is all about a shmashot. About any roe devarav kashe batka b'shneim. But Rabbi saying, listen, when do I understand what Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra is saying? If you did a bedikah ben hashmashot of Rabbi Yehuda, but you didn't do a bedikah ben hashmashot of Rabbi Yossi, and that's why Rabbi said nirin li divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra kashe lo batka. Meaning what? Kashe lo batka right at the end. But if you did the bedikah all the way till the end, even did a bedikah of Rabbi Yossi, then Rabbi will say, I don't understand what Rabbi Yossi ben Igra is talking about. Even the bedikah all the way till the end, the wachoshesh. We got a fully fledged bedikah, the whole of Enosh Mashot. There was no ketim. Why are you being choshesh to a ketim Enosh Mashot? It only makes sense if you did the bedikah of Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Yehuda's period of time, but not Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra and Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, it's still Enosh Mashot. If you didn't do a fully fledged Enosh Mashot bedikah, then we can understand you choshesh. If you did a bedikah, fully fledged Enosh Mashot bedikah, why are you choshesh? Got it? That's Rabbi, right? Okay. So now look in the Gemara. So now I'm a Rabbi Nira and the Gemara. Either with the batka but the Rabbi Yehuda below batka but Rabbi Yossi, meaning at the end, Michlal Rabbi Yehuda Savar, that Rabbi Yehuda Afal Gav, Rabbi Yehuda here is Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, right? Michlal Rabbi Yehuda Savar, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda must be Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, he's right. Michlal Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, right? Savar Afal Gav the batka but Tarvayu Chaisha. And you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra himself, he says he doesn't care who you do the bedikah. He's always choshesh. And Rabbi's only agreeing with him when he was choshesh according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, Rabbi Yehuda's time and not Rabbi Yossi's time, right? Ha, batka, but the Gemara says, but wait a second, what do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, afagad the batka, but Travayu Chaisha? But why is he choshesh? Ha, batka! Why is Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra choshesh even when he did a bedikah according to Rabbi Yossi's time? There was a bedikah. When there was a bedikah, we don't have to have chashash. Chashash, when you're not sure of something, you have to have a bedikah, right? So we said, no, ele pshita de lo batka. Therefore, it appears from here, and according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, there wasn't a bedikah. Lo bed Rabbi Yehuda, ve lo bed Rabbi Yossi. That's when Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra is choshesh. We wanted to try and say that Rabbi's choshesh, that Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, only if there was a bedikah for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi. But it appears that we had Rabbi, and then Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra would be choshesh, he did a whole bedikah. But why would he be choshesh a whole bedikah? He did a bedikah. So we said, no, you're actually right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra is choshesh when there isn't a bedikah. But now we've got a bit of a problem, right? Because Rabbi said, Ro'e ani et divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra when there is a bedikah. Right? No, sorry. I'm a Rabbi, nir'in divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra b'shelo batka. Right. So now it appeared that Rabbi Yossi, what was that? Lo batka? Lo batka of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra himself would be choshesh even if there was a bedikah of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara said, but I understand. Even if there was a bedikah, why would we choshesh? There was no bedikah whatsoever. Look at Rashi here. There wasn't a bedikah at all. He didn't do a bedikah. And what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra concerned about? He's concerned even if he saw blood at the time of Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmashot. Right? Not Rabbi Yossi ben Hashmashot. Right? Not Rabbi Yehuda ben Yossi. About batka but Rabbi Yehuda, velo batka but Rabbi Yossi, lo chayisha. But if he did a bedika during Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmashot and didn't do a bedika of Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashot, then he wouldn't be choshesh. Right, look at Rashi. About batka but Rabbi Yehuda, ein ani roe et tvarav lachush leziva. There, but Rabbi Yehuda himself says, if we did a bedika of Rabbi Yehuda, he wouldn't be choshesh. Rabbi is no longer choshesh at all to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi is only, when Rabbi says, I understand Rabbi Yehuda who didn't do bedikah, he didn't do bedikah at all. Rabbi Yehuda himself doesn't agree with that. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda himself would say, right, Ele pshitet lo batka, lo batka Rabbi Yehuda, lo batka Rabbi Yossi, lo chaisha. Right, there wouldn't be a chashash over there. Look at Rashi there, aval batka Rabbi Yehuda, ein ani roe, et tevarav lachush, as if a Rabbi say. But if he did a bedikah like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Then that would have been a bedika. And when I said anirin li Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra b'shelo batka, I mean shelo batka at all. If we did even a bedika of Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra anymore either, says Rabbi. Okay? Right? Good. Okay. Loch Alma, now this is very important. Right? What does Rabbi hold? Therefore, Rabbi is hold your opinion. What Alma Banashwash Rabbi Yossi? Le Rabbi Lailahu. Because what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi say, I understand Rabbi Yossi Yehuda ben Igra when he didn't do a bedika of Rabbi Yehuda. I don't care about Rabbi Yossi's, if they're a bedika of Rabbi Yossi's Banashmashan or not. Because of this understanding, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is of the opinion that Banashmashan of Rabbi Yossi is already night time. So I'm not interested in the bedika of Rabbi Yossi anymore. I'm only interested if he didn't do a bedika of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's time, which is the early part of Banash Pasha, because that is the real Banash Pasha for Rabbi's concern. Whereas Rabbi seems to be taking sides here in the Machloket Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, what is Banash Pasha? Is that clear? Clear? Okay, look at Rashi here. Alma, Kesaba Rabbi, Banash Pasha to Rabbi Yossi, Lailahu, Vahara Ayah, Sheba, Eina, Ole, Lishtaim. Sorry, Vahariya Sheba. And any re'iyah that he saw there, rather than the ra'iyah of the proof, and any re'iyah that she saw at that time can't be counted into both days. Because not better smashot. It's night time, like Ira said. It's very night. So if she saw it at that time, it's already tomorrow. Can't be counted even in the suffix of today. Okay, so up until now, basically what we've proven until now is that Rebbe's of the opinion that better smashot Rebbe Yossi is Laila. He understands Rebbe Yehuda ben Igra when he says, Lo Badka during Rebbe Yehuda's time. In the earlier part of the night, not in the latter part of the night. Okay? That's what we're up to now. Now, let's carry on. Now the fun and games begin. Well, so wait a second. I'm a Sefer. But look at the Sefer of Rabbi Yehuda, of that writer, of Rabbi. Look at the very second line of the Gemara on the Amudam. I'm a Rabbi, new in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra b'shlo batka, v'divrei chachamim b'she batka. Okay, so the Gemara said, the Sefer says, v'divrei chachamim k'she batka. So now, what did Rabbi mean when he said the batka of chachamim? That we understand Chachamim b'shebadka. That's why Chachamim b'shebadka, that we only go l'chumra if there's a big gris of three sizes. Remember that? Remember Rabbi Yehuda? Mm-hmm. Remember Rabbanan? Right, most like this. So what is that bedika now? Is that bedika a bedika of Rabbi Yehuda's time about Hashmashot? Or is it a bedika including Rabbi Yossi's about Hashmashot? Remember we said that Rabbi's of the pin up until we just proved that Rabbi says what? That Ben Hashmashot Rabbi Yossi is? Laila. Correct. Which says, Elay me de batka bid Rabbi Yehuda velo batka bid Rabbi Yossi. If you're going to say that the Rabbi says that he's near inli divre chachamim b'she batka, and what is this batka? That she was bodek at the earlier part of the night and not in the later part of the night, not Rabbi Yossi, is michlal to Rabbanan Savrei. That Rabbanan would say what? Afagav de lo batka bid travaihu lo chashina. Rabbanan would say that even though she didn't do a bedika, both of the time of Rabbi Yehuda and the time of Rabbi Yossi, lo choshesh. But it doesn't make any sense. Halo batka. But according to here, look at Rashi, hold on. Inami b'she batka Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi. Michal Rabbanan, afagav the lo batka. Look at Rashi, got a slightly different gear. So look at the Rashi over there. Rashi is like this. Michal de le Rabbanan, afagav the lo batka, lo baha velo baha, neither. You see Rashi's Dibur HaMachil? Rashi has a slightly different version. Rashi says here, afal gav de lo batka, that she didn't do bedika. Neither baha, alud Rabbi Yehuda, velo baha, and not Rabbanan, lo chaisha. We're on choshesh. But ha lo batka, she didn't do bedika at all. If she didn't do bedika at all, then what? Rabbi seems to imply, bedivacham b'she batka. According to this, it implies that according to Chachamim, there was no bedikero. Look at Rashi. V'yesh lachush l'riyat pein hashmashot amitchalek edeshtayim. If there wasn't, if we serve Yaakov, look here, Michlal Drabanan Savrei. So Rebbe says, Inam ed badka b'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo badka b'Rabbi Yossi. Michlal Drabanan Savrei avagav lo badka b'travayu lo chashinan. Shouldn't check at all. But bottom line is, if she didn't do a bedik at all, then why aren't we choshesh? If she didn't do any bedika, then how can we rely on this? She's got three grisim over here, a ketem of three gris. She didn't do any bedika whatsoever. Why aren't we choshesh? Maybe part of that can be barashmashot. And barashmashot then could count for two knots or three. And she goes, big, huge grisya over here. As Rashi says, over here. Rashi says, over here. V'yesh lachush l'riyat barashmashot amitchalek l'shtayim. Because it she did any bedika. It doesn't make any sense. El pshita de badka, to the badka said, no, pashot, she did do a bedika. Right? When Rabbi said, look here, el pshita, denirin divrei chachamim, kashe badka. That Rebbe is only agreeing that when there was a bedika, right? In a pshita de badka, bein bed Rabbi Yehuda or bein Rabbi Yossi. That he says, when he says, bedirachamim b'she badka, she means did a bedika for both. Right? What's a bedika for both? She did a full long bedika all the way into the night. Aval badka bed Rabbi Yehuda, velo badka bed Rabbi Yossi, right? And that's when we aren't choshesh. But if she did do a bedika, Rabbi Yehuda, in the early part of the night, and she didn't do a bedikah of Rabbi Yossi, then Chachamim, even Chachamim would be Choshesh. Right? In other words, what are Chachamim holding here? That Rabbi Yossi is what? Barashmashot, is probably Barashmashot, not not. Alma, Barashmashot Rabbi Yossi, as far as Rabbi is concerned, Sveika have. What does Sveika mean? Sveika means it's Barashmashot. Could be there, could be not. Didn't we say a second ago, Alma Barashmashot Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lailahu? Now we're just proving that Barashmashot Rebbe, according to the Tzad of Chachamim, is actually Barashmashot, right? So the Gemara says, Kashid Rebbe and Rebbe. So we've got a proper Kashid now. Does Rebbe hold that Barashmashot Rabbi Yossi is Laila? Or does Rebbe hold that Barashmashot Rabbi Yossi is Barashmashot? Not too unclear, hey? I mean, it's clear, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Barashmashot.
To Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. Right, so the one says Hachi Kamra. This is the answer, and it's not really too much of a stira. Right, what does he mean? Like he said, like this. He says, this is what Rebbe wants to say. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra l'Rabbanan de lo badka klal. So he says over here, Nirin, what Rebbe really saying is that Rebbe is coming to explain. If you don't look at the Rashi, the second wide lines of Rashi. Hi, Nirin de Kama Rebbe. Really, we've got to say like this. We wanted to explain that Rebbe was really coming to explain what he thought. Rashi says, no. This is what the Gemara is going to answer. That Nirin de Ka'amar, when Rebbe said, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra b'shelo badka, when they went to Bedika, and Divrei Chachamim b'she badka, wasn't what Rebbe saying, so this is how I understand things. He says, Lovle Ta'amei de Nafshei Ka'amar. He wasn't talking on behalf of himself. The Tiduk Mina. Like if you look deeply into what he's saying, Michlal deinu betarvayu pligei v'tikshilach. It seems that he basically really is arguing on both of them. He's got a kashya. And a Rebbe, right, lifrushe pligei. Then that's how it would be if you wanted to explain it was Rebbe himself. But that's not what's happening. And a Rebbe lifrushe plugtayu ata. Rebbe's coming to explain the machloket. Rebbe's not taking sides or explaining his own approach, because then it would be that you've got a kashya on both sides either way. That's how we explained it up until now. Really, what Rebbe's doing is Rebbe's coming to explain their machloket, to explain the machloket, la'ashma'inan b'may pligi, and to explain to us what they're arguing about. So really, what Rebbe's saying is, near in Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra b'shtalo badka v'ribe chem b'shebadka, he's now coming almost to meyashav the machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi ben Igra and Rabbanan. This is how you got to understand what he's saying. Look at the Rashi at the end of the third wide lines. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim. Right, as far as Chachamim is concerned, vis-a-vis what Rabbi Yehuda said, they understand. Umorim lo, and they agree with him. Dechayshinan keshelo badka lo bezeh velo bezeh. They say to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, you're not Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra. You're saying over here that zu achatzo vechatzo choseshet. We've got to be careful, we've got to be choshesh for a ketim of a zava when we see it, but two barashmashot. We agree with you on that. When do we agree with you on that? If she didn't do a bedik at all. Not according to Rabbi Yehuda barashmashot, and not according to Rabbi Yossi barashmashot. She divrei chachamim keshe batka be'echad. Right? You see that? Keshlo batka be'zeh v'lo be'zeh. She divrei chachamim keshe batka be'echad. Because when we said over here, lo choshesh, and this was a big three sides ketim, that was when she didn't do a bedik at all. And when she didn't do a bedikah according to one of them, but she did a bedikah according to the other one. So we agree with you if she didn't do a bedikah at all. We're saying that so long as she did a bedikah according to one of them, you don't have to be choshesh. And you're saying that she's got to be choshesh if she didn't do a bedikah at all. Right? Because we hold that Rabbi Yossi's Banashmash is Laila. So therefore, we don't care about Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi, we care more about Rabbi Yehuda. Should have been according to one of them, and it's more specific to Rabbi Yehuda, because that's the real Banashmashot, that's when, if you didn't do any Vedic at all, we agree with you. If you didn't have a Vedic, we don't agree with you. Rabbi Yossi the time, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree. Rabbi Yossi says, that Rabbi Yossi is obviously of the opinion that even that late period of the time is already still Ben HaShmashot. That's basically all Rabbi was telling us really was how Chachamim are talking to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra. They said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, we don't Choshesh because there was a Bedika. We agree with you that you are Choshesh if there wasn't a Bedika. And that's what it means. Nirin di Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra b'shelo batka. But Rabbi Chachamim was saying to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, we agree with you, but shelo batka, but we of the opinion, we say that there's no chashash when there is a bedika. What the bedika is would be a machloket in the Ben HaShmashot itself. It appears that Chachamim also agree that Rabbi Yossi Ben HaShmashot is not tam, but according to Rabbi Yossi, it would need a bedika even at that late Ben HaShmashot. Okay? So it's like a machloket in a machloket going on here. There's a machloket Rabbanan, Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Yossi, of what Ben HaShmashot is. And a machloket Chachamim, Rabbi Yud Ben Igra, we need a bedika. According to Rabbi Yud Ben Igra, who says that it's Ben HaShmashot the whole time, as long as you're a bedika, we don't agree with you. If you didn't do any bedika, we agree with you. Now, within that, when you did a bedika, there'd be a machloket Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Yossi about at which time of Ben HaShmashot would be considered to have done a bedika, and what would be considered not to be done a bedika. Okay? That's really what's happening over here. Right. It'll be the bedikah Rabbi Yehuda lo bat kav Rabbi Yossi. Aval heiched the lo bat kaklal modulei. But there was no bedikah whatsoever. They do agree with you. Now we've come a long way around, and we're taking a hell of a long time. I know we've got to move, and I will move. But we've got to just look at this Tosfot for a second, because we can all understand that the Gemara seems to have got caught up in a bit of a trap over here. Exactly what's going on, and therefore we solve the steerer by saying what? That really is not Rebbe taking sides, but it's really Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, and how they agree one with the other. Look at this Tosfot over here for a second. Sha'av Chachamim lo nechleku. You see that there? That even Chachamim don't argue with Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, right? Look how Tosfot answers that thing. Look at the Tosfot there at the end, the second Tosfot on top of the daf there. It's like, become a duchtin, shane ki hacha. There's a couple of places in Shas that we answer a problem like this. Perek hazan in Bav Metzia, gabe chomesh umasir, perek ol basar, gabe efshar lesochoto lo meshani hachi. There we don't answer a machloket, a similar type of machloket. Why? Bishum shiachol leyashev beinyan acher bahaga'a mu'etet. See what he's saying over Tetos 1? If we could have done a slat haga'ah, we could have adjusted the Gemara slightly, we might have able to solve it a different way. Mm-hmm. Not end up having to go backtrack full circle. The second Dafa, second Tosfot over there. Okay. He says, we don't end up answering the Gemara this way. Mishum sheyachol leyashev b'inyan acher b'haga'a mu'etet. So what Tosfot's saying over here is, we really would have preferred a different way to solve this. If there was a way just to make a slat haga'ah, to correct what Rebbe said or something, and change the whole thing, we would have preferred that. But because we can't, we end up having to reinterpret everything that Rebbe said, right, to explain that what Rebbe really meant wasn't that he's giving an opinion on the brighter, he's explaining the brighter. Okay? Now, so now up until now, we've explained this brighter as if we saw ketem, right? If we saw a big ketem and there was no bedika, so we choshesh. If there is a bedika, we aren't choshesh. What's the Rav Minu? We got a stereo. Haroe ketem l're'iyah meruba. They've got a bright that says what? If you see a ketem l're'iyah meruba, that was like a big meruba, right? Choshesheh. What does it mean l're'iyah meruba? A zava gedola, right? If she's a ketem big enough to be three ketamim, it would be three grisim in a bit. Choshesheh. L're'iyah mu'etet and a choshesheh. And if it's only a ketem big enough for two, right, what's the Riyah Mu'et? Look at Rashi, yeah? What's the Riyah Mu'et? Yeah, right down at the bottom, yeah, 1, 2, 3, about 6 lines up from the bottom. Shnei grisim be'odot. Be'va'odot. Right, 2 grisim and a bit more. Now, what's 2 grisim and a bit more? 2 and a bit more means that there was 2 days. Right? But now, what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra teach us? that if you see two ketamim, a ketem big enough for two, could be 3 days. Because you could have seen it when? Banashmashot. Rabbi Yehuda's the Ben Igra is the one who taught us that in the previous Amud. Right here, look at the brighter. The bright says, ketamim merubi choshesh. Who's this? Zod divrei Rabbi Yehuda Ben Igra. She amar mishum Rabbi Yossi. In the previous Amud Bet, Nun Bet, we said over there, right, Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, Mem, Shem Yossi, Echatzu v'chatzu choshesht. Im yesh bo, kedai lechalek shlosha grisim, shehen ke gris v'od choshesht, im lav ene choshesht. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Echatzu v'chatzu, Rashi explained, afilu b'shtai grisin choshesin, even if it's part of two gris, why? Shem erata otan b'shnei ben ha-mashmashot. And here we've got Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra himself, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, telling us, if it's a ketem mu'etet, without choshesh. So proper stira, correct? So now the Gemara says like this. Raminu hareket and Rabbi Yehuda ben Choshesh and Rabbi Yehuda ben Choshesh. Zodi Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra shnei amar mishum Yossi. Amar and our Rebbe says, Amar Rebbe, ani shamati mimenu. Who's mimenu? Rashi says, yeah, from Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra himself. Rebbe heard from him. Sheachat zo vachat zu Choshesh. Right, that even if it's a little katana, right, that there's two, you should be choshesh. Why? Because it could end up being three, like we said. Uminatama ze amarli. And he explained to me what was his reason, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra. Uma ilo nida shelo hifrisha betahara min amincha ulamala lo tehe becheska temeya. A nida, a regular nida, that not a nida d'oraita, right, that for 7 days she sees blood. What happens? She sees blood on the first day, or the second day, or the third day, or the fourth day, or the sixth day, it's not about a seventh day. She then does a hefsek tara, correct? She does a hefsek tara. When does she have hefsek tara? Between bein hashmashot. To make sure that she doesn't see blood right at the end of the day. Because a nida, even today, a woman who sits for Shiva Nakim does a hefsek tara. She can't go to the mikvah and hefsek tara, right? She goes to the mikvah after bein hashmashot. She has to be in hefsek tara to make sure that she was tahora, she was properly clean before she goes to the mikveh. Now, in the zava, in the nida d'oraita, it's even more important because there's no seven nekiim. There's only 7 days. There's the first day she's blood, and second, she could see blood on the seventh day. The whole morning she could be bleeding. And then she stops right in the afternoon, she can go to the mikveh at night. In nida d'oraita. Right? So she needs to see blood. So says Rebbe, what's the reason that she's blood? Because Anida, obviously she has to see, if she didn't do a bedika, then it wouldn't be good enough, right? As it says, "Betara velote becheska temaya, v'nirin devarav k'shebatka." And Rebbe says that I agree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra b'shebatka. In our Gemara, it said, "Then you Rabbi Yehuda b'shelo batka." With me, right? The Gemara says, "My batka." What's this bedika? Either b'batka b'Rabbi Yehuda b'lo batka b'Rabbi Yossi. If you say this to the bedika, only Rabbi Yehuda, the early part of the Bashman, the Rebbe Bashman, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra savar. Rabbi Igra himself says, "What? I've got the lo batka lo b'Rabbi Yehuda b'lo b'shelo lo chasha." Right? If you tell that Rebbe says that he agrees with him when she did a bedika, what bedika? It must mean that Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, it means that he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra like that, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra himself, so that I don't make a difference which bedika. He goes, wait a second, hello, batka, but we're talking over here, she didn't do a bedika. It must mean that she did a bedika. By Rabbi Yehuda, she did a bedika for both. So therefore, she did a bedika for both. Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, sabar, batka, but Rabbi Yehuda, velo batka, Rabbi Yossi, lo chaisha. In other words, he says over here, right, the Rebbe is passing the bedika. Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra is saying it doesn't make a difference. Along with it, one bedika. Alma, but as much as Rabbi Yossi, according to Benashmash Rabbi Yossi, as far as Rabbi Igra is concerned, he's not time because he only did a bedika once. Here, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra seemed to be choshesh to Rabbi Yossi. Remember, we said he was choshesh to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was not. According to Rabbi, he was not. According to Chavi, was not. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, Rabbi Yossi is Benashmash was Benashmashot. It was a safek. And here, he's not concerned about Rabbi Yossi at all. Only because Rabbi Yehuda is Benashmashot, which means that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, Rabbi Yossi is Benashmashot is not time. Right? With me? New kasha. Right? Now this all makes sense. Without Rebbe, who confused us? Who made it all complicated? Rebbe. Because Rebbe said near Inli, and I understood from him, and therefore we had to pitch the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Benashmashot, not Rabbi Yossi, which means that he didn't hold that Rabbi Yossi was Benashmashot. Rabbi Yehuda was only not. Now, without Rebbe, makes sense. Right? Bishlom below Rebbe. Hatam the badka Rabbi Yehuda velo badka Rabbi Yossi. Hacha the badka nami Rabbi Yehuda ub Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elibid Rebbe Kashia. So as soon as Rebbe gets into the picture, it becomes the Rashi at the bottom here. Elibid Rebbe. Michiata Rebbe Lifushe Poktai. Now, when we re-explained Rebbe, and we said Rebbe's not coming to give his own opinion, he's coming to explain the machloket. Velo metuk balan, right? Edeke de perisha Rebbe Yehuda Le'el. And we have to understand the way he explained Rebbe Yehuda Le'el. Sveikahu, vahacha mitchaze de liliyahu. And now it appears, according to this explanation, that as far as Rebbe Yehuda Ben Igri is concerned, Rebbe Yossi Ben Ashpashal is not time. Kashia. Okay? I hope that that's clear. All right. So the Gemara says, what's the simple answer? Trei tanaye vahibu Rebbe Yehuda Ben Igra. It's actually a machloket tanayim of how to understand Rebbe Yehuda Ben Igra. There are two ways to understand it. Hi Tana Savar, the one Tana says, Shalim Ben Ashmash Rabbi Yehuda, that when the Ben Ashmash Rabbi Yehuda finishes, the Hadar Chayo Ben Ashmash Rabbi Yossi, then Rabbi Yossi's Ben Ashmash starts. Right? Look at Rashi Hadar, Matchil Rabbi Yossi, Vesfeiku, and that becomes a Sveiku, because Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, it's Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmash, and at the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmash, that's when Rabbi Yossi's Ben Ashmash begins. They're two separate measures altogether. And that's why we will say Rabbi Yehuda ben Ashmashot ben Ashmashot, and Rabbi Yossi is not tam. They're different. Rabbi Yehuda ben Ashmashot is from here to here, and now starts Rabbi Yossi ben Ashmashot. So if you did a bedikah to Rabbi Yehuda ben Ashmashot, and then you finished, only then does Rabbi Yossi ben Ashmashot start. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, will say that there is now not, because Baal ben Ashmashot ends here. What comes after ben Ashmashot? Not tam. The other Tanna says, Bahai Tanna Savar, Bein Ashmash Rabbi Yossi Mishach Shayich, but Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's within Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmash goes from here to here, and Rabbi Yossi Ben Ashmash starts over here. So if you did a bedikah for Rabbi Yehuda Ben Ashmash, you could include Rabbi Yossi Ben Ashmash. You don't have to say they're two different things, okay? And then you got a bedikah for all. You got it? Depends where Rabbi Yossi Ben Ashmash starts. Rabbi Yossi Ben Ashmash start inside the parameters of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Ashmash. Then when we did a bedikah for Rabbi Yehuda ben Ashmashot, did he include Rabbi Yossi ben Ashmashot? Or do we say Rabbi Yossi ben Ashmashot starts after Rabbi Yehuda ben Ashmashot? If you did a bedikah for Rabbi Yehuda ben Ashmashot, you didn't do a bedikah for Rabbi Yossi ben Ashmashot. And that's how you can explain which is the which, and that's why one will be Akashia. One would say, Rabbi Yehuda ben Ashmashot is ben Ashmashot, Rabbi Yossi is Natam. Or the other one will say, no, it's not Natam, it's also ben Ashmashot, because it's including Rabbi Yehuda ben Ashmashot. Okay? That's the end of the story. Okay, now, turn around. Now the Greek word, Haroe Ketem, if you see a Ketem, okay, let's move through this quickly. Okay. Aroe ketem. Metame atzma. Metame. My wife said to me the other day when I was planning, she said to me, you can't go over 50 minutes. People can't listen for more than 50 minutes. So I'm actually tempted to stop the share right now, but we can't. But we'll.
She's totally wrong. People cannot listen more than 7 minutes.
All right. I can't help you with that. Thought I got over 50 minutes. Okay,
the time.
Okay,
it's cool. Life is always right.
Let's kind of just try this very quickly because really, it was long, it was difficult, but I think, I hope it makes sense. I hope it's clear. Okay, to me, it's a little bit clearer now. Okay. So, I read a ketem. She sees a ketem, right? A dot. Metame atzma v'kochim rafes. So now the bride tells us she's metame herself. She becomes a temeya, right? And her kochim or temeim lemafreya, retroactively. Remember, this is the very first Mishnah in the Masechet. Remember that? We had a machloket between Rabbi Meir, Behila, Beit Shammai, and Chachamim. Remember? Whether we go from 8 to 8, or we go from 8 to 8 to the last Pekida, or however far we go back. Correct? Remember that? And we said, like Chachamim, we go back from 8 to 8, but up until the last Pekida, the last time should be any time of Bedikah. So therefore, we're limited. It could no longer more than 24 hours, but it could be, but up to the last Pekida. Here, Brighter says, what does it mean, Mafreya? Retroactively, look at Rashi, Ad Sha'ata Kibus, till the last time she washed those clothes. Now, she might have washed the clothes a month ago. So according to this, we metame all the kochim a whole month back. Now, when she just has a re'iyah, not a ketem, when she sees proper blood, we only go back 24 hours. Here we're going back all the way to the last time she washed her clothes. You got it? It's much more machmik, right? Do you remember that's Rebbe? Rabbi Shimon Lazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Lazar says, no. Kochim metama, the kochim metama, atzma eino metama, right? Obviously, when he says eino metama, there's a Tosfot over here, which we're not going to do the whole Tosfot, unfortunately. Look at the very last three lines of the Tosfot. Just go look at the last three lines of the Tosfot. V'yesh lomar de lo chayish rashba, the very first Tosfot on the Amud, atzma v'kochim. V'yesh lomar de lo chayish rashba, ela shelo ye kitma chamur miriata bizman letamot yoter mi'eit le'eit. Obviously, even Rabbi Shimon Elazar is of the opinion that if she saw a ketem, she's metame herself, but only mi'eit le'eit. When he says atzma eina metama, he's not saying not metame at all. Saying just not more than a re'iyah. Right? Shlo yek, why? It says kochim, but kochim is agreeing that he's metame more than me'eit le'eit. So kochim, you go back to the last kibbutz, but herself, you only go back to me'eit le'eit. And what's his reason? Shlo yek kitma chamu miriyata. Because we can't have a kete more chamu than a re'ia. A re'ia is only me'eit le'eit, a kete me more. But look at the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "V'hamatzinu kitma chamu miriyata le'inyan kochim." But even you, Rabbi Yishuvah and Rabbi Yazar, even you agree that ketim is more chamu than re'ia. Why? Because you metame, you enachdam, you are metameing her for more than eight late. But you're saying that her kochim are metame going back all the way back to kibbutz. Right? So Gemara says, "Ela tnei hachi." You're right. Change it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, "Af kochim ena metame shlo ye kitma chamu miriyata lechol davar." Okay, so he says, oh, you're right. Shimon Lazar explains it. He says, no, you're right. She can never be metame herself or her kochim more than me'eit le'eit, like we saw in the first Mishnah of the Masechet. Terrible. Ra'ata ketem ve'achar kach ra'adat ra'atadam. She saw ketem. She saw it at spot. And then she actually saw proper blood. Right? So the Gemara says, tola kidma b'riyata me'eit le'eit b'ribi. Rebbe says, you know what? We see blood coming over here. We say that ketem comes from her blood. And therefore, she goes back le'eit le'eit. Shimon Lazar says, no, you're more. Right. Look at your more. What does Rashi mean? Your more. Imra tabo b'yom tole. If she saw blood that day, she says it's on that day. Im chak achama afapi shirata b'toch meit leit ena tola. But if it's split, if it's after shkia, right, then she can't tole. It's a new day. Now there's nafka minas, right? What does it mean? It's a new day. Depends when she started counting, right? If she saw a ketim today and then saw blood tomorrow. According to Rebbe, we said the same day. It's if it all started today. And Rabbi Shimon Lazar says no. It's if the tomorrow's blood is tomorrow's blood, not from today. We start counting today, not tomorrow. With Rebbe, he says, if we saw a ketem today and then blood tomorrow, we start everything from tomorrow. Right? You got it? That's what's going on here. And then says Rebbe, Amar Rebbe, nirin devarav b'divrai. Shehu metaknav ani ma'afta. Rebbe says, you know what? I actually agree with Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Why? Because he is metaken and I am ma'avet. He makes things good and I make things bad. The Rebbe says, metakna. What are you talking about metakna? Where's he metakna? On the contrary, he's making it harder. Why? Because what's going on? He's saying that the ketem and the re'iyah are two different days. It means she becomes a nida from today, from the time of the ketem, and she's metame all the kochim from the time of the ketem, right? Where Rebbe seems to say we only go after the re'iyah when she saw blood tomorrow. Then Ravina ipuch. Ravina says, you're right, turn it around. That Rebbe says that I prefer my opinion to his opinion. Rav Nachman Amar Lo Amar Ibuch. Rebbe says, no, you don't change it around. Rebbe's right. Why? Shehu metaken hilchotea lidei ziva, vani ma'avet hilchotea lidei ziva. He says, what does Rebbe mean? Rebbe says, you not like you thought it was with regards to Nida, with regards to Ziva. Let's explain it outside. We haven't got time to see the Rashi inside. Let's say we've got a 7-Eleven story, right? So 7 days she's a Nida, and now she starts a Ziva. If she saw blood in the Ziva time, right? In other words, if according to Rebbe, the Re'iyah was today, the Ketem, we start counting from the Ketem, and not from the blood, like Rebbe Shimon Lazar said, then she starts counting 7 days, then she becomes, she goes into the Zava period sooner. Agreed? Mm-hmm. When Rebbe. So what Rebbe's saying, when Rebbe said, I'm a Takein, means I make her a potential Zava sooner. Because she finishes the Nida period early, and she starts becoming a potential for a Zava sooner. So if she sees blood in those Zava days, she's a Zava. Where according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar, he extends the Nida period, and therefore it extends the time that she can become a Zava. So if she sees blood on the 8th day of Rebbe's 7th day, she's still in her Nida period. That first day won't count to being a Zava, so there's no Yom Keneged Yom, or 3 days becoming a Zava Gedola. That's what Rebbe means when he's Betakna, meaning that he extends the period before she becomes a Zava. Okay, it's a bit of a quetch. All right. Right. Bye, Mina Rabbi Zayi, Rabbi Yassi. Rabbi Zayi, Rabbi Yassi, ask you a question. Ketamim, right? When we see ketem, right, a spot, tshichin hefsek tara or lo? Does she have to do a hefsek tara? Because that ketem makes her a tamei, right? So she's counted 7 days. And now at the end of the 7 days, look at Rashi, it's b'shvi'i litbo be'er. On the 7th, does she have to do a hefsek tara? Tshichin hefdok be'er hashmash on a hafsik betara or lo? Does he have to have to start up? Maybe why? What's the halachah that's saying no? Because only a ketem, spot of blood, she never saw any blood again. So why bother doing heftek tara? There's no blood. Go to the mikvah on the 7th day and do it. Right? So ishtik v'lo amar le v'lo midi. Never answered. He was quiet. Never knew what to say. Right? This was Rabbi Zaira asked Rabbi Asi. Zimnin, later on, Ashkechei, Rabbi Zaira found Rabbi Asi. The yativu kamar. He's sitting there with guys in the Beit Midrash. He's talking about the sugya. And he says, tola Kitma Beriata Me Eight Late Divrei Rebbe. He quotes, we just learned a second ago, right? He quotes Rebbe that says that he's Tola Kitma Beriata Le Eight Divrei Rebbe. So he says, to, and Rabbi Zaira quotes, sorry, Rabbi Asi quotes Resh Lakish and says on this bright here, on this Mamar, which Rebbe said, right, that if she saw a ketim today and then blood tomorrow, the ketim goes after the blood. And what's going on here? She did a bedika. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afavit she lo badka. Seems to be over here, according to Resh Lakish, she needs a bedika. According to Rabbi Yochanan, she doesn't need a bedika. Right, Amar le. So now Rabbi Zaira says to Rabbi Asi, Michlal diktamim tshuchin efsek tara. From the fact that there's this machlil, Resh Lakish is over here, that she's a bedika, it implies that that she needs a efsek tara. So Amalein, you're right. Right? So he says to you, V'ha zimnin tzagin, ba minach v'lo amarti, and we hakam, but once upon a time I asked you this question, and you never answered me. So he says, Dilma agav shitafach atyelach. He says, you know what? Look what Rashi says over here. Dilma atyel shitafach. He says like this, riatach. In other words, I'm probably like caught up in the sugya. I don't know, I think it means, right? That because he was on the topic, so Amalein, Agav Shitafti Atyali. He says, yes, you're right. I don't know, how did he explain that? How did that translate in English?
The flow of my learning, it came to me.
Yeah, there was like, he was caught up in the subject, there was like popped in his mind, understood suddenly in the sugya. Right? It happens to you, right? You understand a question? You understand? Okay, we're going to Mishnah quickly, very quickly. Haroa Yom Yud Aleph Bamash Mashal. So now, if you saw blood on the 11th day with Bamash Mashal, right? In other words, it's between the 10th and the 11th into the Ziva story. Or Tchilat Nidah Vesof Nidah, the beginning of the Nidah, of the end of the Nidah. Tchilat Ziva Vesof Ziva. All these are Bamash Mashal stories. Yom Arba'im Zachar, Yom Shmoni Lekeva. Into the 40th day of the, if you had a boy or a girl. Bamash Mashal Lekuno. Anytime Bamash Mashal, Hare Elu To'ot. Meaning what? These mix you up because Bamash Mashal, we're not sure how to count it there or the Amr Bishu Adshe Atem Metaknim Rashutot. Bo Teknu Etapikot. So Rabbi Yeshua says to the Tanakama, listen, you now busy confusing all the Shotot, meaning Rashi says Shotot, Etatot. You worrying so much about these guys, you aren't sure. Let's first take a pikhot. He says, let's borrow a tikhot a pikhot haro'ot b'sha'ava da'it. We'll see the Gemara tomorrow. Let's stop over here.